We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and I want to tell you a tip that I don't think is written in the Chafetz Chaim, but I think it's a very useful tip, that it's better to learn the easy way than the hard way. One of the rules for conquering ourselves and for doing what's right is to postpone action. Very often, we make the biggest mistakes on the moment. Whereas, if we'd only wait sometimes 1 minute, sometimes 1 hour, sometimes 1 day, if we'd only postpone the action or the decision, we'd make the right decision. And a very strong example of that is Lashon Hara. You're in the middle of a conversation and you have something so juicy to say. And in the heat of the conversation, you give yourselves all kinds of reasons why it's okay to say it. Well, that's the time to tell yourself, if I'm really kosher in saying it, then I could always say it in the next conversation. Let me think about it before I say it. When we won't be in the heat of the moment, very often we'll be able to think clearly, that's Lashon Hara, I have no right to say it. We'll be able to verify whether it's Lashon Hara. The major mistakes, the mess-ups that we make, are when we don't wait. We just call the shot like that. And I've had times where people ask me questions and I said, I can't discuss it. And they said, why not? And I said, I think it's Lashon Hara. Which we said is not always a good answer, because sometimes you gave it away by saying that. But sometimes it is a good answer. And then the person will say, come on, tell me. And I say, could we go out to McDonald's? I've never eaten a cheeseburger. Could we just go have a cheeseburger together? And the guy says, Rabbi, how could you say that? And I say, well, cheeseburger is one prohibition. Lashon Hara is more than one prohibition. So if I'm going to do it, I've never eaten a cheeseburger. Lashon Hara, I sort of know what it tastes like. But a cheeseburger, I really don't know what it tastes like. So let's go have a cheeseburger. It's only one. Because we think of Lashon Hara like, what's the big deal? I'm just going to tell over the story. I'm just going to tell him what happened. That's not true. Lashon Hara is a big deal. If you tell the person, let's have a cheeseburger, it's Aser. He's right. It is Aser. But so is Lashon Hara Aser. We just have to wake up to it. Well, the reason we don't wake up to it is because it's all within a conversation. So we give ourselves excuses. If we could postpone giving over negative information about someone, saying something that a person would much rather we didn't say, saying something we're not so sure if it's really okay to say it, then very often we will be able to overcome the temptation, because once we win that moment, afterwards it becomes easy. Look at him, why would I want to say that? Why would I want to destroy my life? Why don't I want to do that? I want to do mitzvos. I don't want to do another thing that's wrong. So that's a tip, and it's true not only about Lashon Hara. It's true about many challenges we have in life. That if we can just postpone the challenge, very often we can win the challenge. The challenge is in the heat of the moment. If you can win that moment, just say, I'm the boss. I always like saying this line to myself. Who's the boss here? I'm the boss. What do you mean I'm the boss? Is my desire going to win or am I going to win? Who's the boss here? Do I have self-control or don't I have self-control? And it should be a type of goal in its own right. When we make something into a goal, then we have an easier time conquering it. And I'll give another example. Some people have a very easy time sticking to a schedule. Doesn't matter if they went to sleep on time or they went to sleep late. They get up on time, they run with the schedule. Other people are very bad at it. They really have a hard time sticking to the schedule. So people who have a hard time sticking with the schedule will ask, how do you stick with the schedule? And the answer is, if you make the schedule an end, not a means. Meaning, when we look at schedules and organization as a means, so then when it works, I do it. When it doesn't work, I don't do it. But when we know that one of my goals in life should be to be an organized person, to have a set time when I begin, to have a set time when I end, to have a set time when I do things, when it becomes a goal, so then I say to myself, I have to be consistent for the sake of consistency. Even if I lose because I'm not as focused, even if I lose on other fronts, but at least I'm consistent. That's an accomplishment in its own right. Our generation, for some reason, doesn't see it that way, and it's a mistake. We lose big time by it. We have to realize that it's a goal. When we make something into a goal, into a value that we strive for, it's an end in its own right. being consistent, being organized, so then I can do it, because it's not something which I'll fit in. No, it's a goal. I have to fit it in. It's one of my values. The same is true with the challenge of Lashon Hara. I realize I have to accomplish this. And now I won't do it. I'll think about whether I'm going to say this piece of Lashon Hara or not. We'll see. After time. Tov.